Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. Every great founder needs a great mentor, and today is no exception. Today, I bring you Ray Nolan, one of Ireland's most successful ever business people. Here is your mentor, Ray.
Digitalization. What exactly is it, and how can it transform your business? Well, the local enterprise office have you covered. Digitalization is incorporating digital tools into your business to improve efficiency and productivity, saving you time, money, and energy. It could be anything, from stock control to an online payments or booking system, and now there's a grant for it all. The Grow Digital Voucher helps businesses go digital and pay for those improvements that will make a big difference to the way your business operates. And the best thing about it all, the local enterprise office can handle it all for you. Any business from any sector with up to 50 employees can apply for the Digital for Business audit, and from there they will give you a bespoke digital roadmap for your business. Once that's sorted, you can apply for the Grow Digital Voucher to help pay for those changes. Simple as that. So, if you want to make those first digital steps with your business to help save you time, money, and energy, talk to your local enterprise office today or go to localenterpriseoffice.ie/digital to find out more, or click the link in the description below. Now, on with today's episode.
You know, I don't think people realize who aren't in business, who aren't living on the smell of a wet rag, you know, that entrepreneurs tend to live on a quarter to a third of the salary they would get in the open market. And they do that for quite a period of time. And then everybody goes, well, hey, look at this person 5 years later is worth millions. But they've lived on nothing. Yeah. And quite often we're being forced to get out because there's debt and there's a family and there's a house that isn't rented or paid for or whatever. Yeah. And you kind of go, eventually, because of the way our tax system is structured, people feel they have to get out. And so people are getting out too early. And then they may not get back in. They just kind of go, well, cool, look at me, I made some money. I really believe that, you know, you've got a world where the Irish government is fundamentally, it's a bit cheeky.
Say it, but right.
It's a bunch of teachers who wanted longer holidays, right? That's what it comes out as. And so they don't know anything about entrepreneurship. It's the antithesis of entrepreneurship, yeah, is what they're about. They may come from farming. They may come from a small town, you know, whatever, but they've never run a business and they don't know what running a business is, but they don't put their hand up and say, see, I know that I'm a shit singer. And if I wanted to sing better, I'd hire a singing coach.
Yeah.
They don't hire a singing coach. There is no, in the UK, they have entrepreneurs in the mix, as in there's a head of entrepreneurship, yeah, in a country who they actually railroad stuff through, and they go past all the systems and say, this ain't going to work because, yeah, this guy, if he doesn't get the reality today, yeah, you know. And so we've nothing like that. We have EI, which, you know, effectively, I mean, look, they're civil servants, right? I get it. They're in there, they do a job, and they go home at night. IDA, different world, similar kind of vibe, though, but, and they do great, so they bring people in and take all the developers that the local companies could use. So there's no ecosystem that brings up, you can't just start another, you know, incubator and say, well, hey, look at us, or throw another 50 million at startups. It needs more than that. It isn't just money. It's like, okay, make it worth their while,
yeah,
you know, and encourage people who've made it to put back in, and also let the people who are in take something out at maybe a better tax rate so they stay in. So instead of saying, I'm selling the whole thing, I'll find a way to get some money out, and that means I can get myself a house.
Exactly.
And that means I'm getting completely out. So, but they don't get it. I've spent time with some ministers, but frankly, we're personality wise, we wouldn't be the same anyway. So
I'm kind of getting that vibe, right? When have you done some angel investing? You talked about getting involved.
I'm probably the most successful. I don't mean to be, so I must be lucky, but I do judge character pretty well, and I've done. Where do I start? I mean, obviously, Skyscanner, I put some money in. I did well. I did. I've had a piece of Ding. I've had Storyful, Kinzen, Soundwave. Robotify, OpenMac. Probably, I would guess that I've had 20 exits, and I've had probably 5 go down or less than that. Some of the crazy ones went down that you would have thought would succeed. Crazy.
That's a high hit ratio.
Oh, it beats any, there's an IRR of over like 190% or something on all the investments. But it's mostly because I end up getting involved. That's why I can't invest right now, right? Because I'm the CEO and I don't have the time. And so I don't have the time to listen, to do any kind of diligence on it, or to get involved. And you know, what tends to happen is someone go and raise a load of money. It isn't going as well as it should. Who are we going to call? Even though he only owns 5 points of the business, all the other shareholders are going, oh, great, we'll get Ray in, he'll do it. I go, you know what? I'm not working for you. You know what I mean? Why would I want to work your investment for you? So,
out of the ones that have been successful, what have been the traits that you've looked for?
I invest with my gut. I mean, so the huge ones obviously would be Ding, run by an amazing guy. And in Mark Roden, who's just a great friend, great guy. Learned so much from being close to him. Skyscanner equally, so that you can count them out. But mostly good ideas and prepared to listen and worked really hard. There's not really ones that kind of, there were very few 1 and 2 year ones, you know, they were nearly always 5-6 years on the go. And I've really enjoyed working with the people that I don't do kind of blind investing. I couldn't be arsed. You know what I mean? Just throw money into something and hope a check comes back. It's not really my vibe.
You talked about eDesk briefly. Let's dig into that. How did that start?
How did it start? Well, I was probably more available than I am now post Hostelworld, and I looked around at some stuff, and one of my friends had a business selling stuff online, and he showed me around, and it was very hard to reconcile everything in terms of the money, and there's a lot of pieces of software involved, and you've got to create listings on eBay and Amazon and all these sites, and you've got to support 20 different places, your own website, your email, Twitter, Facebook, on Amazon, on eBay, on everything. And so he was using multiple tools for multiple parts of his business. And we built a mega piece of enterprise software that solved practically all his problems, only to find, and I had done a deal on a handshake that I would own 15% of his business for the price of the software. I would write the software.
The old gem is back in the mix again,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, well, something that's sort of different. And then when it came down to it, the VC kind of did me over, and I ended up stuck with this software, which I then said, well, fuck you, I'll go sell it. So I started to sell it. It was a huge piece of software, and then quickly realized I did not want to sell this software.
It was for managing e-commerce stores.
It was doing everything. It created your listings. It did your repricing. It did your support. It did like many, many, many things. And the problem was every time we went to a new customer, they said they wanted something new. Right. And I thought, God, I'm just going to be writing software for everybody else for all that. So I just cut a few modules out of it.
Were you back writing the software?
No. I'm a product guy now. I don't get, they won't let me near it. We do joke. We have my best nights on the beer with the dev guys, and I tell them how they should have done it. And they laugh, and they're probably right. But no, I wasn't. But so we just cut 2 or 3 small bits out of the bigger product and started to sell them for cheaper money, and we will not change it for you. And so we end up in a business that probably, I don't know, I'd like to think it's worth $150 million.